We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining me in studio now, we have Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show. Good to have you, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. We've had a number of sort of unusual incidents in the last couple in the last week since you and I last talked. You had a suspicious item on Airway Drive. You had to close down the drive because, you know, a suspicious item means it looks like it could be an explosive and you have to investigate. What happened here? Walk me through this.
We had a gentleman that was walking around. He looks down into the ditch area over off of Airway and sees what looks to him like could be a pipe bomb, which, again, looked like a piece of PVC pipe with some duct tape around it. Looks like a pipe bomb.
And I saw the picture. That's what I thought.
It did look like a pipe bomb.
If I saw this laying around, I'm thinking, oh, that's a pipe bomb, you know?
They first sent it to me. I'm like, because normally it's like, oh, it's probably not a pipe bomb.
Yeah.
It's probably something else. But they sent me the picture as they're waiting for the fire marshal to get there, or the bomb squad to get there. And I'm like, ooh, maybe it is a pipe bomb.
Yeah.
That seems odd. Why would he do it there? And fortunately, it was not a pipe bomb. It was a geocaching type game.
Okay.
Where people,
so the thing was inside there and you're supposed to open it up and find it.
Yeah, we opened it up.
Yeah.
Or the bomb squad opened it up. And then we took a picture. I wanted him to put the picture out so people knew what others are doing.
Yeah.
In case you're into this type of game, please don't do this. Don't do it this way.
Make it look another way.
Or putting it outside, this is not a pipe bomb or something like that. Although it may not work. We still would be suspicious about it.
Well, obviously, obviously the Unabomber would put a "this is not a bomb" sign on the outside of his bombs.
Open up the mailbox. Yeah.
Right. But it turned out to be nothing, which is good.
It turned out to be nothing.
By the way, there's been a little bit of confusion over the explosives team response capability with canines. You know, Gulf Breeze has their new firearms dog at the high school. Santa Rosa has a couple of them. I think PPD is maybe getting two. They had one that retired. Do you guys have gunpowder sniffing dogs?
We have electronic sniffing dogs.
Electronics only. Okay. Okay.
Now, we have in the past.
Right. But people think, well, why can't they sniff everything? Well, you have to train them for certain things. And, you know, one thing might interfere with other things. And, you know, tracking dogs are different than drug dogs are different than, you know, electronics dogs, right?
That's correct. But even if we had a dog, even if it had alerted on this, you know, potential pipe bomb.
Yeah.
Well, you still got to call the bomb squad, right?
Okay.
We already separated. I mean, you're not going to let the dog run around with this thing.
In his mouth or nothing.
You know, yeah. Okay. You're not going to play catch with it.
You know, just briefly, because we're talking about canines, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, they had a canine that lost his front leg after being shot during a confrontation with somebody who was had opened fire on deputies. And just, it's a reminder that the canines, you send them in because it's dangerous for a human, and they do the risky thing better than a human can do, and they take the risk away from your human deputies, right? And that puts them at risk.
There are two canines on our memorial wall. Two canines lost their life in service to our community.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm evaluating a third canine. I have to go back historically. There was a canine injured during a traffic crash, and I'm evaluating. I'm trying to figure
whether
out why
fits.
They didn't add that dog later on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, there may be more to the story because it happened decades
on duty,
ago.
Yeah.
It happened a long time ago. But anyways, my point is these dogs do a great job. And, you know, a lot of times you'll be out in a, you know, you're clearing a building that's got a door open or something late at night, and they send a canine in there, you know, and if this individual is violent, then who takes the brunt of it? That's that canine first.
Right.
In that case, you know, have you seen the pictures of him hobbling up and down? He don't know anything different.
Yeah.
But
they figure it out. They just work. They live their lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them.
But still, it's a good reminder of the danger that how many canines do you have in ECSO?
Yeah, 14.
Okay, all right. And there, you said you got one that's in electronics. Most of the rest of them, I assume, are drug dogs and tracking dogs. And
dual-purpose dogs.
Okay.
And then we have a couple that are there. Well, we have one now that's a tracking dog.
And then you work with the county. The county has dogs too. Their sniffing team that they train.
The county road prison does a really good job. They we'd use
the beagles and the bloodhound
quite a bit. Yeah, they do a really good job, and they're always very helpful. You know, and I can't imagine they have very many escapes. You know, like to be, but they
to
practice
justify,
a lot,
right? Yeah,
and they have a group of them, and I'm assuming they're all hunters and they know what they're doing. But those dogs up there are amazing.
I remember years ago watching them perform, demonstrate, and I was like, oh, okay. And it was just funny to watch, like, the seven beagles, I think it was, and the one and bloodhound all running together, you know, because they're so different sizes.
Anyway. We had a situation up off of Softfield Road where an individual shot at our deputies, and then we shot back at him. I think we injured him, and we called them to help us out because it was a wooded area. And this guy had a rifle. I mean, but those dogs obviously dogs didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't brief the dogs on exactly what caliber weapon they have. So they went and they ultimately found him, and then he gave up because the dogs were coming.
The child neglect case, four people, you have been working on this case. Your deputies have been working on this case a lot. This is where the two guardians were charged with child neglect. Then you had a daycare facility worker was charged with failing to report. And then you also had a caseworker charged with failing to report, as I recall. And now the charges have been dropped against the caseworker, and you expressed your frustration over this. What's going on here?
That's just it. I am absolutely frustrated that I believe that the system has let these kids down. I readily admit I am not a lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. And our job is to make the cases, and then there's a prosecutorial phase, which is through the state attorney's office. However, I believe that the citizens of Escambia County elected me to hold these people accountable, and I feel like that's what we did. I think that there was a situation where I had hoped that it would be brought to trial, and it was not. There was not depositions made. I can tell you that in this particular case...
Do we know why? Like, what was the reason for the charges being dismissed?
No one's called me, and that's, really? That adds to my frustration. I just think I have seen the pictures of the abuse that these kids took, and I know that there's a lot of evidence here, right? There's a lot of probable cause here, and I will tell you that even though I don't employ lawyers, I do have a general counsel.
Yeah,
I will tell you that I do employ veteran law enforcement officers, veteran investigators, veteran supervisors. I myself have been involved in or party to or knowledge of thousands of cases, right? So we know probable cause, and we've taken many of these cases to trial, and we also have a pretty good understanding. Many of our investigators have probably more trial hours, testifying than some attorneys do, than many attorneys do. And I just think that if you're not going to take a case like this to trial, then we're doing a disservice. Someone's got to stand up. Someone's got to speak up for the kids in this case.
Well, they haven't called you, but do you know what was the issue even? What was the... Because what I want to know is, well, how do we do this differently in the future so we don't have this problem again?
Yeah, look, I don't believe it for a second that it is a lack of probable cause. It was very probable cause. It was a judge signed it.
Okay.
I think there was an issue, since no one's talked to me, I can only surmise that it was there was no case law, as I understand, because this is a worker. It's a caseworker, and we charged them with failure to report and culpable negligence.
Okay.
The failure to report, here's the thing. If you're culpably negligent, then you may not have seen it or you ignored it. We think they ignored it. We think both of these things happened. However, I know that on one occasion, I will tell you that there was a FaceTime with a child that had his face painted around the eye area, and it was according to the suspects, it was due to a 3-day-old carnival. They put face paint on 3 days ago with a carnival.
They couldn't get it off or
no
something.
Okay. I don't know that it even tried. But, yeah. But and then there's bruising on the fingers, and the family member that was talking to this child on that video was saying, hey, the child normally speaks fine, but he was garbled. There was something wrong with his mouth. And I can tell you that some of the pictures I've seen, that would correspond with some facial injuries.
Okay.
Right? And I know that caseworker was there because her arm is in that photograph. She was there. And I'll tell you one more case in which she went to the house and the kids were all wrapped up in blankets, and she never bothered to pull the blankets, never bothered to wake the child up. They checked for, according to the report, checked for reflex. All this is public record, by the way. And then she left. Well, later on, we made an arrest, and we did a subpoena on the phone, and we found out on that day, and this is all in the report,
sure.
On that day, there was a picture of some of the injuries on the child and some Snapchat, or not Snapchat, but ChatGPT type of questions about how to explain injuries and stuff. And we knew that was the same day that the caseworker went there. So these are two cases, and had I believe the caseworker done their job, then the abuse, at least at that point, would have stopped.
Subsequent abuse wouldn't have happened.
Unfortunately, yeah. They did not, and the abuse continued. I've seen pictures of two of these children, and I it's hard to get that out of my mind. And to know that someone is going to get away with this, it makes it all the more difficult to comprehend.
I understand. Sheriff, we had, a 16-year-old turned himself in for the Showalter Park incident where you had the, you know, come fight me, turned into a shooting, turned into a homicide, right?
A homicide and an attempted homicide. Another individual was shot in the leg. Yes, our investigators, again, worked tirelessly day after day, and ultimately we had a suspect from the beginning, but as we talked about, we have to make sure that we do a thorough investigation, make sure we have the probable cause, and make sure that we have enough that we think that they can be prosecuted with. And in this particular case, ultimately, we have a warrant. We had a warrant for him. He's 16. He turned 17 in September. The decision to try them as an adult is going to be up to the state attorney's office. But we think we got the right guy, and he's now in jail.
And, you know, I know one of the things I had asked originally about this case is, surely there's video. I mean, I assume all the people who were there were recording this. Have you found that? Can you comment on that?
We're still looking for some things. We're obviously asking if people had video. You know, I've seen some videos of other areas and other places where every time someone fights in every school and every street corner, there's someone's videotaping it.
Absolutely.
So they can be a star and put it on their social media platform. We don't have a video of the event.
Okay.
At least not yet. We have some videos of some other areas.
Okay.
We know who was there. With the assistance of the people up there around the central area and some license plate reader information, we know who was there. We can kind of zero in, and that's why we were able to ascertain exactly who did this.
I think you were not even yet chief of police in Pensacola when the Billings murders happened, but I don't know if you're familiar with the story where one of the convicted has now recanted his testimony against another co-conspirator, and he's facing a perjury charge for the original testimony, but he says, you know, religious conversion, I have to clean my conscience. This other person was not involved. State attorney has questioned him. I don't know if you have any thoughts about this. You're now the sheriff of Escambia County, but you certainly were not the sheriff at the time, and I don't know if you have an opinion or perspective on any of that.
I'm a skeptic by nature, right?
Sure.
I'd have to really, and I wasn't part of this conversation that I guess you said the state attorney's office had with him. I don't really have anything. I wasn't involved in the case, as you know. I don't know all the nuances. I'm not sure how much his testimony led to another conviction.
Right. And there was a second person who claimed it too, so it's not that it was only him. Yeah.
Right.
That's my understanding.
I think you do have to evaluate it. I think you have to look at it. I think that people sometimes lie, and especially to help themselves. And so while I'm a skeptic, I certainly would evaluate the statement and the reasonableness of it being, is it reasonable to believe that it's true? Were they in a position where they would have had that information? And then I guess you have to determine whether to retry them or cut their losses.
And he's either lying then or lying now. So he's definitely lying. It's just a question of which one is the lie for sure. You graduated some deputies yesterday.
We did. You know, we have our own training academy, which is number one in the state for the we don't just say that.
Number one by ranking?
Scores.
Okay, all right, good.
Every time you go through the hours, and then you have to go through a state certified certification test and testing, and our numbers over the last couple of years have proven that we were the top scorers on the state test. We don't give the state test. So it's not like we give our own test. It's not a take-home test. So it's legit, right? It's a good test. And we have a number one training academy, and we're able to be flexible enough to do a training academy when we need it. And we graduated 11 more last night. And it's a good thing because we have what we call a swearing in, and we have a badge pinning ceremony, which someone would come and pin a badge. Someone that means a lot to them.
Yeah.
Loved one or someone that has an influence on their a great impact in their life. They would come and they would pin the badge, and it's a good ceremony, good chance for them to kind of start their law enforcement career.
And just because it's the kind of thing people might have paid attention to over time but have not kept up with, maybe there was a time when you were struggling to find deputies. You're now turning people away. You are able to take only the very top, very best, highest qualifiers, best scores. You can be selective because everybody wants to be an Escambia County Sheriff's Deputy.
You said it, but that's all true.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if you've been paying attention much to the changes in the law regarding things like suppressors. You know, the big, beautiful bill zeroed out the $200 fee And then the lawsuit that came from the Gun Owners of America said, there's a gun manufacturer as well.
Silencer.
Palmetto State, I think, is
Palmetto
the one.
Palmetto State also.
Yeah, and basically they sued and said, look, if you don't have to pay the fee, then there's no reason to have the paperwork. It's a tax, but if there's no tax, there's no paperwork. People should not have to even have the paperwork, which now means that people are able to buy, if they're part of that lawsuit, they're able to buy suppressors without even doing the application. Theoretically, the same reasoning could be applied to automatic weapons, short barrel rifles, you know, things that are currently at various levels of prohibition or regulation. Has it affected us at all, Escambia County, having the availability of suppressors? What do you think?
I have not heard a single word. The only thing that I've heard is the joy there is that individuals can have suppressors, or they think that things are changing. They have suppressors,
right,
and potentially short barrel rifles and that sort of thing. I'm a fan of it. I've always wondered why suppressors, were illegal. Why mm-hmm. you had to pay such money? Why you had to? It was so difficult to get them. And the short barrel rifle part. I know when I was on the SWAT team, we were able to get to short barrel rifles. Even our shotguns were a little shorter. And I'm thinking, if it's good enough for us, why is it not good enough for an individual to protect themselves in their own home? With regards to suppressors, first of all, they look kind of cool. They sound kind of cool, and it protects your ears.
Right.
I just don't understand. And maybe I'm one of those, that think every gun should be legal. I am one of those that do not believe that guns kill people. I think people kill people, and I want to make sure that our deputies have the right weapons as well.
I love your expression that if it's good enough for you to use because it's tactically beneficial, why wouldn't it be good enough for a homeowner to use legally in their own home or in self-defense? And that's I love that perspective. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, a pleasure, sir. Thanks for keeping us safe, keeping us informed. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.